But we start with the latest in a long line of novels from one of the world's most prolific and acclaimed authors, Joyce Carol Oates. First published over 50 years ago, Oates has produced such a consistently steady stream of words that her backlist runs to well over 100 titles, including novels, poetry collections, dramas and memoir. Among her best-known works are Blonde and Blackwater, which were both nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. Her latest, Carthage, is her 40th novel, and like many before, it examines American domestic, social and political life. It concerns the disappearance of Cressida, a 19-year-old girl, from her home in the small town of Carthage in upstate New York. Cressida isn't found, and suspicion falls on her sister's fiancé, Brett, a wounded Iraq War veteran who's subsequently convicted for her murder. When I spoke to Joyce Carol Oates on the line from her home, I asked what had prompted the novel.
I think the actual starting point was very dramatic for me. I was visiting a university in West Virginia and had gone for a walk along a river, and I saw so many young men who were in wheelchairs or on crutches, which one never sees in Princeton, New Jersey, or in New York City. So I was in a kind of remote part of the United States, and I asked, you know, who are these people? And I was told, well, they're veterans of the recent wars. But they're a kind of American who many of us never see because they're from remote, sometimes impoverished parts of the United States, who make up the majority of the soldiers in our armies today.
The point of view shifts throughout this book from that of the 19-year-old girl Cressida, who goes missing at the start, through those of her desperate parents, to that of the wounded soldier Brett, who has been engaged to Cressida's sister. And that decision to shift the viewpoints, I think, is crucial, isn't it? Not to use the omnipotent authorial eye, but to share the story around.
Yes, because it's a community and a family and a community, and by extension, all of America.
And there are a series of relationships explored and played out throughout Carthage. We get the father-daughter relationship. There is the sibling rivalry between the two sisters, between Cressida and Juliet. Also, whether the impending marriage will go ahead, whether that relationship can be saved. But particularly between those two sisters, Cressida and Juliet, there's a really interesting dynamic to that. The rivalry, the one who is very pretty and very popular, and the one who is introverted and arty. In terms of the relationships, were you particularly interested in that one?
Well, it has a fairy tale element. The daughter who's, she thinks of herself as not pretty, and the daughter who is very beautiful.
Segment 1.
But we start with the latest in a long line of novels from one of the world's most prolific and acclaimed authors, Joyce Carol Oates. First published over 50 years ago, Oates has produced such a consistently steady stream of words that her backlist runs to well over 100 titles, including novels, poetry collections, dramas and memoir. Among her best-known works are Blonde and Blackwater, which were both nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. Her latest, Carthage, is her 40th novel, and like many before, it examines American domestic, social and political life. It concerns the disappearance of Cressida, a 19-year-old girl, from her home in the small town of Carthage in upstate New York.
Segment 2.
Cressida isn't found, and suspicion falls on her sister's fiancé, Brett, a wounded Iraq War veteran who's subsequently convicted for her murder. When I spoke to Joyce Carol Oates on the line from her home, I asked what had prompted the novel.
I think the actual starting point was very dramatic for me. I was visiting a university in West Virginia and had gone for a walk along a river, and I saw so many young men who were in wheelchairs or on crutches, which one never sees in Princeton, New Jersey, or in New York City. So I was in a kind of remote part of the United States, and I asked, you know, who are these people? And I was told, well, they're veterans of the recent wars.
Segment 3.
But they're a kind of American who many of us never see because they're from remote, sometimes impoverished parts of the United States, who make up the majority of the soldiers in our armies today.
The point of view shifts throughout this book from that of the 19-year-old girl Cressida, who goes missing at the start, through those of her desperate parents, to that of the wounded soldier Brett, who has been engaged to Cressida's sister. And that decision to shift the viewpoints, I think, is crucial, isn't it? Not to use the omnipotent authorial eye, but to share the story around.
Segment 4.
Yes, because it's a community and a family and a community, and by extension, all of America.
And there are a series of relationships explored and played out throughout Carthage. We get the father-daughter relationship. There is the sibling rivalry between the two sisters, between Cressida and Juliet. Also, whether the impending marriage will go ahead, whether that relationship can be saved. But particularly between those two sisters, Cressida and Juliet, there's a really interesting dynamic to that. The rivalry, the one who is very pretty and very popular, and the one who is introverted and arty. In terms of the relationships, were you particularly interested in that one?
Well, it has a fairy tale element. The daughter who's, she thinks of herself as not pretty, and the daughter who is very beautiful.